We are at the peak of global uncertainty, whether it be conflict in the Middle East, whether it be aliens, Epstein, or Trump taking Greenland, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. But there is a tremendous opportunity as traders to capitalize on all this uncertainty and maximize our portfolios.
By the end of this video, you will understand exactly how the smart money is positioning themselves to take advantage of this chaos. And what we reveal will also shock you because this is one of the only safe places to hide.
With chaos comes tremendous opportunity, and that could not be more true when we look at the world every single day right now. Now, as traders, we should be looking at all this uncertainty and trying to figure out where smart money is placing their bets in order to make the maximum amount of money possible. And if you watch this video until the end, you are going to realize where billionaires are placing their money.
All right, before we begin, make sure to like and subscribe for more content just like this. And we also want to hear from you. Let us know in the comments how you guys are positioning yourselves for the rest of 2026.
Okay, so there's a few important things you need to know. In levels of uncertainty, there's several different trades that smart money is taking in order to maximize their portfolio. We're talking across the areas of stocks, metals, crypto, everything, right? So what we're going to do in this video is walk you through what everybody who is actually smart and making money is doing right now. And we're going to tell you one of the only places that we're using to actually do it.
Yeah, look, if you're using Coinbase, if you're using Binance, have you guys not seen exactly what's happening? You know, October 10th, 2025, when there was that huge liquidation event where literally tokens went down 90%. Most of the world in the crypto world believed that Binance was behind it all, yeah? Mm-hmm. What did Binance do? It halted withdrawals. It didn't allow you to send assets. They were essentially gatekeeping and trying to, you know, hoard the money and all this, keep retain their users. Because when there's like really big uncertainty that happens, you know, people are like, I gotta sell, I need to get out. Well, that further enhances the liquidation events. Recently, Coinbase also had earnings, and it was expected that the earnings were not going to be great. Mm-hmm. You could see Brian Armstrong was doing insider sales. He was constantly selling leading up into his earnings calls. What was reported? Coinbase users could not access their accounts. They couldn't withdraw, all these other things. Do you want to be in a position where you cannot take your money out or you cannot trade because a centralized entity has blocked you from doing so? Mm-hmm. Especially when we're dealing with aliens, AI, Epstein files, etc. There's so many things that spook people now that, you know, there's going to be a greater level of uncertainty than we've ever seen before. And I don't want to be put in a position where I can't access my funds, I can't trade, and I can't take advantage of this uncertainty.
So here's what you need to know. The world is changing faster than anybody can realize. You need to have access to things like gold, silver, copper, nickel. You need to have access to stocks. You need to be able to trade oil futures. You need to be able to buy crypto at the bottom. But you don't want to do it on a centralized exchange like Binance or Coinbase, where there's a risk that your assets are going to be frozen. Now, all of this has put together a thesis for us as to why we are extremely bullish on Hyperliquid, right? So if you are not aware, Hyperliquid is the number one DEX decentralized exchange in all of crypto. Not only can you trade crypto on there, you can trade stocks, perps, you can do leverage trading, you can trade metals, you can trade oil futures. Anything in the world that you want to trade is on Hyperliquid. And before we get started, this is not any sort of any sponsored episode. We're not paid by Hyperliquid at all. We are just actually very bullish on Hyperliquid, and I use Hyperliquid to trade because it's one of the only places that I trust where I can trade everything in one place. And when you need a world where you want to be exposed to metals, to crypto, to stock all at the same time, this is why we are seeing some of the most impressive growth numbers I've ever seen from Hyperliquid.
No, it's the ability to stay active during times of instability, volatility. You know, especially like, let's say you're a BitGet user or you're a Binance user and you're traveling. Because of your geographical location, you can no longer access a centralized exchange where you may be able to do most of your trading. That sucks. But with the decentralized entity, you can now access that from anywhere in the world. And you don't have to fear delistings or geo-blocking or any of these things, right? Mm-hmm. So that is why we're looking at a platform that offers, I think what draws a lot of people to centralized exchanges is the user interface. You know, it's really easy to set long, set shorts, mm-hmm. take profits, all these other things. Like it's a clean interface. With decentralized exchanges, typically, you know, anybody who's used Uniswap, it's basically just a swap. You're paying gas fees. You know, you have to do market orders only. You can't set limit orders. Well, with Hyperliquid, you actually have the ability to get a clean centralized exchange interface, but all the benefits that come from a decentralized exchange.
Mm-hmm. And the best part about it is you're not just stuck with crypto right now. We're in a crypto bear market. You need to be nimble with your portfolio and be trading metals. If you've seen me active on social media lately, I've been getting metals, crude oil futures, different stocks that Josh has been talking about, right? You need to be nimble with your portfolio. And that's what Hyperliquid allows you to do. Some of the stats when you read into how successful Hyperliquid have been is honestly mind-blowing. So they are the leading perp-dex right now with a 75% market share in decentralized derivatives. But that honestly, for me, feels like the beginning. In 2025, I'm just going to rattle off some insane stats here. Their users exploded 4x from 300K to 1.5 million. Trading volume hit 3 trillion with daily peaks at 32 billion. Open interest over 16 billion. TVL surging to over 6 billion. Now, what makes this so impressive for Hyperliquid and the Hype token, now again, this isn't financial advice, just our opinion, they are using the revenue from Hyperliquid to buy the token back on the open market. Now, we've talked about this as before, as we always like to see this in projects, but we're talking significant revenue here. You know, this isn't like $1,000, $10,000. We're talking $3-5 million in daily revenue buying back the Hype token on the open market. So when you see a world, again, I'm going to hammer this point home, you see a world where people are trading uncertainty. The levels of trading, the volatility in prices, you know what that's doing? That's liquidating traders. You know how Hyperliquid does make money at the end of the day? It's trading fees, but also traders putting on stupid trades and getting liquidated. The more people that are trading in uncertain times, the more money Hyperliquid makes. The more money Hyperliquid makes, the more Hype tokens that are being bought back on the open market. Look at the Hype chart right now. Look at how well it's held up in the bear market so far. This thing is not dumping like everything else right now. And you know why? Because they're printing cash and buying the token.
Yeah, if you ever want to like see how a chart's really doing compared to Bitcoin, so you can do like Hype BTC chart. Mm. There's only really two tokens that are outperforming BTC over the same period of time, and that's Hype and Tau. They're the only two that have been outperforming Bitcoin. And I think that speaks volumes to, you know, how the whole platform came to be. Yep. They solved the trading problems first, at least from a decentralized perspective. You didn't need wallet approvals for every single trade. That's such an annoyance. You only have to do it one time. Market orders, they fill immediately. Size doesn't destroy price. You know, sometimes you know, if you're dealing with a shit coin and you make a swap and the price impacts like 10%,
yep,
you don't have to deal with any of these issues. So I like the fact that they solved trading first. Mm-hmm. The airdrop was so lucrative. They had 100,000 eligible users and they were rewarded up to $50,000 per user. Mm-hmm. Man, think of the marketing that did, right?
Yeah.
And it was a 6-month period of time. It was everybody who contributed to the platform. So what they end up doing is they end up creating this entire community that actually wants to see the Hyperliquid platform succeed. So very smart the way they position themselves. And I think that's carried off into the ethos of the ecosystem. And we're seeing that today.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to talk to you about valuations compared to competitors here. And a lot of people might say, oh, look, you guys are, you know, it's already at, what's the price of Hype
right
now?
$7 billion or something?
Yeah, the price is like $30 right now.
$30.
But what our OG listeners probably know is we actually did an episode where we were very bullish on Hyperliquid a year ago when the price was at $8, right? So we were bullish at $8. Still bullish at 30, and this is why. Market cap right now, around $8 billion, $30 billion fully diluted. If you look at it in valuation compared to normal companies, it's trading at around 9x price to sale, right? And how much money they're making in terms of the valuation. Uniswap is trading 200 times P/S. Coinbase is trading 15 to 20 P/S, right? But here's the craziest part. When you look at how much usage is happening on Hyperliquid versus Coinbase, there's an outlet, Artemis Data. They do analytics for trading. Hyperliquid did 2.6 trillion notional volume in 2025. Coinbase, 1.4 trillion. So you have Coinbase, which is valued significantly higher because it's stocks, it's more traditional valuation. Hyperliquid is extremely undervalued on these metrics. And I think obviously we're in a crypto bear market right now, but crypto will get hot again. Yeah, don't worry about that. Hyperliquid is the number one exchange that all these smart money traders are trading on. The hype is clear, pun intended, for Hyperliquid. I was bullish at 8. I'm bullish at 30. I think you see Hyperliquid in the 3 digits easy come the next bull run. They're the number one exchange in crypto.
Yeah.
People are done with Binance.
They're done with CZ.
They're done with Coinbase. Yeah.
The fees are outrageous.
Walking to Hyperliquid, I can see this $100, $200 for sure in the next cycle.
Especially when you can trade everything on it. Like we just said, right? Times of uncertainty. You're not going to get blocked out. It's decentralized. You can operate from anywhere in the world. You can trade whatever you want on it. You know, it's like the pros are there in every aspect. So like this is where we're going to be doing most of our trading. Again, this is not a sponsored episode. We just see the value in what Hyperliquid brings to the table.
And yeah, if you're looking for future catalysts, this is where it gets really interesting for Hyperliquid. So they recently launched something called HIP3, which is the next generation for their mainnet. And this will allow people to build apps using Hyperliquid liquidity. And this is where it gets really interesting. One, because mainnet deployers must stake 500,000 HYPE.
Right.
In order to get access to the network. So if anyone wants to build an app on the world's most popular exchange, they need to buy 500,000 HYPE. Massive buying pressure for anyone that wants to tap into the largest liquidity, most popular exchange, right?
Because there's so many users. You already have 1.5 million users there. So basically you're paying to get access to a user base that already exists.
Like Tau, right? If you want to register a subnet, you got to buy a bunch of Tau. So I see massive adoption coming from builders building these apps. What you're going to see, in my opinion, over the next few years is a lot of very interesting layers being built on top of Hyperliquid using their liquidity, like prop firms, like easier ways to trade, maybe metal-specific, crypto-specific, all using Hyperliquid's liquidity. This is going to create more users using Hyperliquid. It's going to create more trading fees. It's going to create more revenue, and it's going to create more demand for the HYPE token because the builders need to buy it. I see a perfect storm for HYPE, and I've said this on social media. It's one of the only coins that I'm probably going to be accumulating during this bear market and holding into the next cycle other than BitTensor.
Yeah.
Like there's just not a lot of, honestly, pull up CoinMarketCap, go to the top 100 tokens and start scrolling through. How many of them actually have technology and a moat for success?
Yeah, do anything.
All the layer ones, like there's always going to be new layer ones that launch and all those L1s are going to go to zero. All the L2s, they're going to go to zero. All these trash DeFi tokens that there's no moat there. Hyperliquid has such a lead in exchanges and trading right now that it is going to be very difficult to disrupt. BitTensor, impossible to disrupt as all of the smartest minds in AI crypto are building there. So I'm looking at BitTensor. I'm looking at HYPE. It's probably going to compose most of my portfolio.
Yeah, look, uncertainty is going to continue to hit the market. So make sure you're poised to take advantage of it. Again, make sure to like and subscribe for more content just like this. And then tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.